Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Now we're heading over to North Carolina, where Linda has a log cabin. What can we do for you?
Yes, we have built a log cabin about 2 years ago here in North Carolina, and it's not up in the mountains area, but the 4x6 posts that are used to make the stairway going up to the second floor have begun to have big cracks in them, and I wondered what we should do to correct that or stop it from cracking or fill it in or what?
Well, you know, Linda, there's a technical term for those cracks. It's called charm.
When it comes to log cabins,
those logs are designed to check. They're designed to crack. And that should not affect significantly the strength that they provide you as support posts.
Uh-huh, right.
You're not going to stop them from splitting. You're not going to be able to glue them back together. That's a natural process of the drying out of the log.
I see.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Okay, and don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's not structural.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I thought maybe it'd be better. It just doesn't look very pretty, but I thought maybe I could fill it
with some people,
something.
You know, so when you're going to have a wood house, Linda, you want to look at some of those natural features in the wood and the cracks and the checks and the knots and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of the process.
And anything that you could add in, Linda, would just dry out and split.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, I love people that want to have like wood houses and wood furniture and wood tables and wood paneling, all natural raw wood, but then they complain about the knots, mm-hmm. the cracks. You know, if you're going to have that kind of natural material, you're going to have those types of imperfection. That's the way Mother Nature made it. That's the way it's going to be presented.
And I wouldn't call them imperfections. I feel like a lot of that adds to the beauty and the depth of the piece.
And the charm.
So enjoy it. Seek it out. It's what makes it unusual and a truly unique individual piece.
Good point.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.